the followers of Aidan and Yerrick managed an uneasy peace for centuries, punctuated by occasional skirmishes. After long negotiations, King Coristein of Tierra and Soldanshar Ymir of Yoruba agreed to divide the world into two parts so that each land could have peace. Coristein traveled with his daughter Angine, the future queen of Tierra, and her childhood friend Mateo Bornan, the son of a guard captain. Sadly, during the citywide celebrations after the signing of the edict, an accidental fire started, and holy Ishalem burned to the ground. Thus began decades of furious fighting between the followers of Aidan and Yerrick. During the fire in Ishalem, a fanatical Aidanist, Prester Hannes, who had been living as a spy among the Yorubans, tried to desecrate a Yurikari church, but was seriously burned and barely escaped with his life. One of the Soldan Shah's wives rescued Hannes and nursed him back to health in the Yoruban capital city of Olabar. However, sure that it was his sacred mission to wreak havoc on the hated Yurikari, Hannes murdered the Soldan Shah's wife and escaped from the palace. He spent years wandering the foreign land and took every opportunity to harm Yorubans, poisoning wells, burning churches, causing mayhem. Meanwhile, in the Tierran capital city of Calais, the young sailor Kristan Vora signed aboard the exploratory ship Luminara under the command of Captain Andon Shea. King Coristein had commissioned the ship to discover new lands and find the lost continent of Terra Vitae, where Andon's third son Joron would be waiting for them. Before sailing away, Kristan said goodbye to his wife Adria, took a lock of her hair, and promised to write her letters and throw them overboard in bottles. As the Luminara sailed, Kristan did not know that Adria was pregnant. Adria returned to her village of Windcatch, where she lived with her lame brother Chiarlo and Kristan's mother. They thought they were far from the war, until a bloodthirsty Yoruban raiding party struck, led by the Soldan Shah's son Omra. Chiarlo hid as the raiders burned the Aidanist Kirk. Omra and his followers murdered Kristan's mother and kidnapped Adria, taking her off to Olabar. During the amazing voyage of the Luminara, Kristan grew close to Captain Shea and the ship's Prester, who told stories about the lighthouse at the end of the world. As storms approached and the waves grew rough, Kristan took watch and saw a distant light on the horizon, perhaps the legendary lighthouse. But then the most horrific monster of the seas, the Leviathan, destroyed the Luminara and devoured Captain Shea. Floating among the wreckage, Kristan made a crude raft and managed to catch a sea serpent with a grappling hook. The monster towed him to familiar waters, where he was eventually picked up by a fishing vessel. When he returned to Windcatch, however, he learned that his beloved Adria had been taken away in a Yurikari raid, and Chiarlo told him that she was pregnant at the time. Devastated, Kristan turned his back on the sea and went to live alone in the high mountains. Another group of people are the Sedrans, scientists, craftsmen, philosophers, who believe their ancestors left Terra Vitae and settled on another continent, which sank beneath the waves. They have settled in both Yoruba and Tierra, but don't espouse either religion. In Calais, one young Sedran, Aldo Nakurik, passed the rigorous tests to become a highly sought-after chartsman. In Aldo's youthful naivete, he was duped by conman Yal Dolakar, who told him a fanciful story and sold him a fake map. By the time Aldo learned he'd been tricked, the charlatan was gone. Nevertheless, Aldo established himself as a skilled navigator and served aboard several Tierran ships, until he was captured by Yoruban pirates. The captive Aldo was taken to a Sedran woman in Olabar, Senshirufa Naoa. She was ordered to convince Aldo to serve Yoruba as a chartsman. But Sedrans have their own priority, to complete the map of all things, and after Shirufa and Aldo shared their knowledge, she helped him escape, and he made his way back home. As the war continued, King Coristein and Soldan Shah Ymir expanded their armies. Angine's dear friend Mateo began years of military training with Destrar Broek in the frozen lands of Iboria, Destrar Tavishel in the islands of Soland, Destrar Unsul in the rangeland of Arietta, Destrar C.